We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cleveland Browns, a horrible football team, so what does that make the Steelers? Let's ask Ray Fittipaldo about this.
Everybody loves Raymond.
All right, Maddie, I thought you were going to let me down there.
I did for a second, but I recovered.
You got to have everybody loving Raymond.
You got to get back to the line of scrimmage and get set, Falsey.
I called an audible at the line. Can I do that?
And then if you don't get set and you drop a couple passes, you're allowed to rip your bosses after the game, right? Hi, Ray.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Oh, working on 2.5 hours sleep, so I've been better. But
did Ron behave himself? Did Ron behave himself in the press box?
Absolutely, he always does.
All right, Ray. I mean, there's a million different things I could ask, but would you go to Pickett now? And do you think Tomlin will, or was he talking definitively? I think he used that word after the game when he said that's absolutely not going to happen.
Yes. I mean, I think he said that for a number of reasons. He doesn't want this to become a storyline, number one. But, you know, number two, and I think most importantly, he doesn't want to make a change after three games, especially after a game in which Mr. Trubisky actually looked the best he has all season. And that might, you know, that might be saying very little considering, you know, his stats were still very average overall. But I think, you know, what he did in the first half of that game, and considering the limited number of possessions in the second half, you know, because the defense couldn't get off the field, you know, I think the offense, I mean, I think the defense was much more to blame in last night's loss than the offense. So I don't think this is the time to make a change. I think we could see that perhaps by the bye week, but I think Mike kind of shot that down now, like I said, for a couple of reasons. He doesn't want this to be a storyline going forward.
Ray, did you think the play calling was better last night? They took some more shots down the field. You know, we were talking about the play, the bomb to Deontay. Looked like Ward might have grabbed his arm, maybe could have caught the ball. They did take some shots. I don't know why they didn't throw to Freiermuth until late in the game, though. They still really didn't go down the middle much.
Well, I think they kept Freiermuth in to help Chip. They kept Najee in to Chip a lot on, you know, on their rush ends, specifically Myles Garrett. So, I think they went to Freiermuth late, you know, because they were kind of desperate and, you know, they were playing prevent at that point. So I kind of get why Freiermuth wasn't involved. But, you know, to answer your question, I thought the play calling was better. But you still have to find a way to generate more than 3 points in the second halves of games. I mean, you can't go into these games and, you know, think scoring 17 or 20 points is going to be good enough. And you know, you play in close games and you're not effective as an offense. You know, stuff like Thursday night's going to happen to you an awful lot, especially when your defense isn't playing well.
One for nine on third down doesn't help either, does it?
No, it doesn't. And listen, like I said, Trubisky can be better. I think he will get better. I think overall that game against the Browns was his best game of the season so far.
What would you identify as the number one culprit in the run defense last night? I mean, it's a good running team, but that can't happen. Does it start up front? Like, who specifically are we talking about last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw they had I tallied it up, Jed. They had four runs of 11 yards or more. So obviously the front seven wasn't doing a good enough job to, you know, to stop those guys at the line of scrimmage. But then secondarily, you saw on that 36-yard run by Nick Chubb, you know, Minka missed a tackle. Terrell Edmonds couldn't cover last night. He couldn't tackle either. So the defensive backs certainly play a role in that. You know, I think they had 171 yards. You know, I think probably 40 or 50 of that could be pinned on some missed tackles by the linebackers and the defensive backs on the second and third levels of defense. So I don't want to pin it all on the front seven, but we were all told that Tyson Alulu's return was going to help in the run defense. That hasn't happened yet. You know, the one thing, and I got to look rewatch this game, but they've been playing six defensive linemen, and they've been rotating pretty liberally. Maybe it's time to play your best players more often, get away from that rotation, and maybe the run defense will be a little bit better, too. I know people are grasping at straws, but that front seven hasn't nearly been good enough in the first three games.
Ray, you know the guy that's really growing on me is Jaylen Warren. I like how he runs. Now, I know he put the ball on the ground last night, that fumble. They were fortunate that Deontay recovered it. I like how that kid runs, and he shows me some bursts, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And he had that big shovel pass catch down to the 15 that was negated by the Okorafor penalty. Or, you know, his stat line would have been even better. You know, the fumbling is an issue. It's been an issue going back to the preseason. You know, Tomlin made him carry a football around Latrobe, you know, for a week or two in the latter stages of training camp because it was an issue. But, you know, he put him back in the game. They showed confidence in him. I actually would have liked to have seen a little bit more of him after the fumble yesterday. I understand why he sat him initially, but 30 yards on four carries in the first half. He did not get one carry in the second half. You know, I get the discipline. He's a rookie. You got to teach him a lesson. But to me, he was one of your best offensive players in the first half. I think you got to try to go to him and get something out of him in the second half, too.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette on the Nemacolin fan hotline around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. And you can text us right now on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. So I'm looking at the snap counts right now. Hayward played 78% of the snaps, the most of any defensive lineman. And after that, it was Ogunjobi at 67, Aloalo at 54. I don't know, Ray. I don't know where to pin the blame here. Is Aloalo washed up? Have you noticed him other than on his back last night?
Well, I mean, you make a good point. I don't want to draw any conclusions after just three games, but I do think it's a valid point to talk about the age of this collective, of this defensive line as a collective. Lulu is 35 years old. Cam Hayward is 33 years old. And Ogunjobi, I think, is 28, but he's coming off a foot injury. And, you know, I'm not coming out and saying that Cam Hayward is slowing down at the age of 33, but you don't see a lot of those impactful plays that you saw from him in seasons past over the first three games, maybe one here or there. Now, a lot of that, Joe, has to do with the fact that they're not stopping the run. And so Cam Hayward can't get a one-on-one with the guard and push the guard into the quarterback's lap and, you know, and get a sack and, you know, get noticed like that. So all of this comes back to the run defense, but I do think you make a good point. Eventually those guys are going to age out. And they're going to decline. And we saw this issue with the Steelers offensive line. They didn't really address that until it was too late. And they better hope that this isn't happening early for this defensive line. They got to hope Alulu has something left. And they really have to hope that Cam Hayward can get back to his all-pro form. But again, stop the run, and I think you might see some more all-pro plays by Cam Hayward and company.
Ray, you know, Tomlin's never had a losing season, and I think we all around here, I mean, a lot of people picked 10-7, 9-8. Could this be that this just is not a very good football team all the way around?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Ron, if they don't find a way to beat the Jets, and they're 1-3 going into games against the Bills, the Buccaneers, the Dolphins, and the Eagles, then, yeah, you're probably going to see Mike Tomlin's first losing season. You still might see it, even if he's 2-2 after the first four games. I mean, we've been talking since April about how brutal the schedule was early in the season, the first half of the schedule. And yes, it does lighten up in the second half, but you got to be around 500 to be relevant in the second half of the season. If not, you know, Mike's going to have a hard time keeping that streak alive. So, listen, the offense is still very much a work in progress. They're young. The defense isn't nearly playing up to the level they have to. So, yeah, I would be very concerned right now that streak is about to come to an end.
All right, Ray, an interesting night for Deontay Johnson. He played more than any receiver. In fact, him and Claypool played significantly more than Pickens. He had a couple plays. He appeared to have a couple drops. I contend on the bomb down the left sideline that his right arm was held in the third quarter there. But any way you look at it, he also was called for sort of a delay of game. I don't know what to call. He didn't get back to the line in time, which was a critical penalty. And then he seemed to take a shot at the coaching staff after the game. Do we have that, Falsey, or no?
I believe this is it right here.
Listen to this, Ray.
It could be anything when it comes to them. When I say them, the coaches, are, you know, not throwing them on the bus or whatever. But, you know, we can only do what they tell us to do and make plays, and that's about it.
Not going to throw him under the bus, but I just backed the tires up over him. What about his night?
Joe, I tend to call his drop on the play, the third down play. I put that down to drop in my book. I mean, if you're impeded by a defensive back to the degree that you can't catch a football, then you better sell that, and you better force that official to make a call on that. And Deontay Johnson didn't either. Not only did he not come up with that catch, but if he was interfered with, he didn't sell it. So, to me, a receiver you're paying, what are they paying him, $18, $20 million a year? He's got to come down and make that catch. Listen, he's the number one receiver. He did have 84 receiving yards, but he also had a couple of mistakes too. I just think, you know, when you're the number one receiver and you're in that situation where the game I still think was 16-14 and you can continue to, you know, matriculate the ball down that field in that situation, that's a play you got to come up with. So, you know, I gave the receivers a D in my report card, and I think that third down play played a big role in that.
Boy, way to ride with Hank Stram on matriculating the ball down the field, Raymond.
You like that.
I like that. Obviously, Pickens made – this is 3 weeks in a row that we've seen spectacular catches. Deontay, the first game, the two-point conversion, the second game, and then Pickens' catch yesterday. Did they still use Pickens enough? I know they threw to him seven times, but it just didn't seem like enough.
Yeah, like I said at the top, like I thought the offense was okay in the first half, and I think it's okay to be balanced. The running game was really good, and they threw a few passes downfield, but it was very much, you know, 50-50 in their approach. And then, you know, in the second half, they didn't have a lot of opportunities. I was just doing some research before you guys called. The Browns ran over two drives, consecutive drives. The Browns ran 25 plays, 18 of which were runs, and they chewed up 13 plus minutes off the clock, and that's how they took control of the game. So I understand the offense only scored 3 points in the second half. I'm just here to tell you that they really didn't have ample opportunity to continue to build momentum off of what they did in the first half. So, listen, the offense can be better. It should be better at this point of the season, but I can't pin the blame on them for this loss. I put this one squarely on the shoulders of the defense.
What do you mean they didn't have ample opportunity to build on what they did in the first half? They had the ball multiple possessions in the second half and screwed it up every time. And if they're having a drive of their own, that means the other team isn't. And they kept going three and out three different times. Why couldn't they mount a drive of their own? That negates the other team stuffing it down your throat when you have the ball and maybe score some points. They had three second-half points. They were 1-for-9 on third down. They went 3 and out 3 times, and you're absolving them?
Yo, do you want Mitch Trubisky to throw the ball 30 yards down the field and then run and go catch it too?
I mean, want them going three and out three straight times in the second half against a crappy defense. That's what I don't want.
You can't put the ball in a better place than he did to Deontay Johnson.
I would say catch it. So you are blaming the offense for that if you're blaming Deontay.
Yeah, I'm just not blaming Mr. Trubisky. I mean, I just got done telling you that the receiver's got a D. I just think there are certain plays in football games that have a big impact. And if you look at that illegal man downfield penalty, that was huge. That killed that drive. And then that Johnson drop killed another drive. There's only a limited number of possessions in every football game, Joe. And when you make big mistakes like that, you're going to get behind the eight ball.
Well, we definitely agree on that, the offense screwed that
up. I'm curious, and we always go over your report card. That's because your grades usually kind of mirror what Starkey got when he was in school, not very good grades. What did you give the quarterback?
C+. And mostly because of what he did in the first half. I thought he was fine. I thought he made some throws in the second half, and his receivers just – didn't come through for him. So, I mean, the highest grade I gave, I think I gave a B- to the running backs. But after that, I gave Trubisky a C+, and everyone else, I think, had a C or worse.
Ray, what did you think of Najee?
I think he was better than he was last week. I think Warren is a very nice complimentary back. I think they should continue giving him, 30 to 35% of the carries. I think they could even increase that a little bit. I think that would have been the case yesterday if he didn't fumble. I think that's a nice little tandem they got going. I think Najee's really good in pass pro. Najee's really good as a receiver, too. So he's an all-around back, and I think, what they have in Jalen Warren, he's an all-around back, too. I think that's a really good 1-2 punch if, and this is a big if, they can possess the ball more than 24 minutes a game, which is barely what they've done in the first three games of the season.
Ray, we had all said going in that the offensive line would destroy this team. They've actually played better than I thought they would. Do you agree?
I agree. And I think, they had some help from running backs and tight ends yesterday staying in the chip. And, you saw that foreshadowed on Tuesday when Mike Tomlin talked about it. He was not going to drop a game plan that allowed Myles Garrett and those other guys to have one-on-one opportunities against their tackles. So, I thought good game planning on their part. I think Mitch was only sacked two times. But, I think by and large, from a pass protection perspective, they've been solid. And I think the running game has improved each week as well. So we'll see if it can continue. I think based on what I saw in the preseason, I think these guys are much better than what I thought they would be three games into the season.
Ray, in light of having a defense that couldn't stop the Browns pretty much the whole night, would you have gone for it on any of the following fourth downs? 4th and 5 from the Browns' 41, first drive of the third quarter. They wind up taking a delay and punting. 4th and 6 from your own 10 with 4:20 left, down by 9. Or 4th and 1 real late when the choice was kick a field goal. It was actually less than 1, 4th and 1/2 yard. Real late when the choice was kick a field goal now and do an onside or try to get a touchdown and do an onside. Any one of those, you would have gone for it or no?
I understand why he didn't do it on the first instance. They still had a lead. I think he got a punt away there. And I understand late where, time is a factor. You got to kick the field goal there. I actually thought about why didn't he go for it when they were deep in their own territory, because you kind of knew the game was getting away from them at that point, and it was going to take, another miracle or another, bad finish by the Browns to win that game. So I think that's the one that's a little bit debatable. But those other two, no, I can't fault Mike Tomlin for punting it away on the first occasion or kicking it and then doing the onside kick on the last one.
Ray, you're a wonderful man, a dedicated patriot, a spiritual guru, a giant in the business, and one of Ron's best friends. We appreciate the time.
I would agree with absolutely all of that.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
See you, Raymond.
Goodbye, Ray. Ron, would you like to follow along with Ray's report card next?
I do. I got a question, though.
Please.
See, late in the game, I've committed to writing the defense, okay? So I'm not paying a lot of attention to the offense. This is from our friend Neil Riddell.
Yes.
Should Pickens have caught the late ball in the end zone?
The late ball in the end zone.
He got one hand on it,
oh,
I believe.
Oh, where he should could have used two hands. First, I would argue yes, Ron, but you know what? I'd have to see more angles.
First and 10 at the Cleveland 26. Trubisky pass incomplete deep right to Pickens.
It was the one where Pickens tips it with one hand. The dude intercepts it, but he was out of bounds. And I think, but I don't feel comfortable saying this because I have to see it from more angles.
Yeah.
It looked like he tried to make the same catch as he did earlier in the game and could have
used
two hands. You're
allowed to use two hands. You don't have to catch them one hand.
I don't know.
Didn't Trubisky say that in one of the preseason games? Like after the second one or something, he said, I told our receivers, you don't have to make one-handed catches.
I don't know if it was his only choice there, though.
You don't have to get on. But, I mean, he said that before. I remember.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to try to be on SportsCenter with every catch.
Well, that's nice of him to say, but his throws have been so inaccurate that guys have to make one-handed catches.
But my point is that I didn't see the play. That's what I'm asking you if he needed, he could have.
I don't know, honestly.
Debatable.
It's debatable. But I do know on the one-handed catch that Pickens made, he had to make that one.
Well,
on the
no
one-handed
choice.
That Deontay made, he had to make that one. On the one-handed one that Chase Claypool made at the goal line against
Cincinnati, yeah.
That was an inaccurate throw. So I would say to Mitch, throw it better, and guys will use two hands more, Ron. But I don't know about that one.
I did think about that whenever Pickens made that play. I was looking at the replay, like, could he have gotten another hand in there?
It was a legit question, I think, on that one.
It was.
All right. Ray's report card. I thought he had some interesting grades last night. Some very, very interesting grades. Ones that I differed with. We're going to follow along and give our own grades for the game last night.
You know, it's funny with the report card. And it was the same when Dulac did it and Ray did it. You know, no matter what we write or anybody else write, the number one thing that always trends after the game is the report
People
card.
Love that.
People
so
love
do I.
That.
I mean, it's fun. It's easy. It's like Jeopardy, Ron. It's like trivia. Trivia in any form people are drawn to. Grades in any form. That's why they grade the draft. They grade the game. They grade everything. Right?
It's the trending story now.
We give ourselves grades sometimes.
We do.
Yeah, we're usually F minuses.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.